onto the show. This is incredible.
By the way, with Bibi and Bangula on 5 Drive.
Aja Janae, oh my goodness, welcome to 5 Drive. Like, what fascinates me about your story is that in 2011, you decided, you know what, I'm packing my bags, I'm moving to Atlanta, and I'm going to do this dance thing. You were so young when you made that move to Atlanta, but what was it that made you so sure that this is the career for me? And how supportive was your family in all of this?
Okay, so yes, I was 19 years old, was heavily into dance. Like when I was younger, I used to dance in church, and I've just always been into dance. Right before I moved to Atlanta, I was taking classes at a workshop, and I had ran into some dancers down in Atlanta that were from my hometown in North Carolina. They were like, Aja, you're really good. Like, I think that you should just come to Atlanta, hang out with us. You can sleep on our couch, and we'll just take classes and dance. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna make that trip. So I talked to my mom, and I'm like, look, Ma, I'm out. I'm packing up this Mazda, and I'm putting all my stuff that I have, and I'm going down to Atlanta, and I'm gonna make it happen.
And make it you did, girl, because you have been part of incredible, incredible moments in the culture. You know, you were there as one of the dancers on Beyoncé's Formation. You have performed at 2 Super Bowls. I mean, you've even worked with icons like Missy Elliott and TLC. What would you say is the career highlight so far?
If I could choose a moment that I was just standing in awe of what was happening and very present in the moment, it would have to be the Vanguard performance with Missy Elliott on the VMAs. We were rehearsing for that for a long time, and we got on stage, we did the performance, and then after Missy's performance, she called all the dancers up on stage with her. And then she ended up dedicating it to the dance community. And I mean, that was one of those moments where I was like, okay, wow. Like, why, how did I get here? What is going on?
You have been assistant choreographer in Cardi B's Up, and more recently, like, being part of choreographing Normani's Wild Side. Can you take us through the process that goes into putting together such a masterpiece?
First things first is I actually never wanted to be a choreographer. Never wanted to do that. Oh my God, I would run from it because my background is freestyle dance. I really enjoy just moving and not having to figure out steps. The process of choreography for me is just using those elements of freestyle and just being myself and allowing the music to move my body instead of me trying to figure out a calculated step to the music. That's really how I come up with the themes that I come up with.
Your mini tutorial was literally one of the most viral sounds on TikTok a couple of months. And now, as a dancer who's literally, you know, been in this game before social media blew up to the point where it is right now, do you think there's a difference in the way that dancers get recognized or discovered for their work? What do you think, the traditional way of auditions still plays a major role?
There is a huge, huge, huge difference in the way that social media is influencing the actual dance community right now. I did come up in the industry before the social media hit, so I'm from the old school where we had to go to auditions and you have 4-8 counts to give it all you got, and that's it, you know. And now you can showcase that in your own way on social media, and it's there are good things and there are bad things about social media being like such a prevalent thing in the dance industry right now, because it kind of washes out the authenticity. A lot of people, I feel, are looking at other people and like, well, this worked for them, let me do it how they did it, instead of just really honing in on themselves. So I would encourage dancers coming up now to really figure out what works for you on social media, and then really sit into that and really dig into that and let that be shown in your social media so that you can stand out as much as possible, because now it's just such a big sea of talent on social media. So what is going to make you different? What's going to make you stand out?
Listen, you are doing such an incredible job. Thank you so much for the opportunity to chat today, and I cannot wait to see what else you're gonna bring in the near future.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much, Bibi, for having me.
By the way, with Bibi and Bangula on 5 Drive.
Let's go straight on to catch up. Find it there, 5fm.co.za.